Okay, I know I've done a blog post about this video that I've been asked to do for 11 EOD Regiment, but I thought I'd also ask here for help because, well, obviously people don't read blogs, people don't maybe don't follow me on Twitter and know what I'm asking for. They might follow me here, so any port in a storm at the moment for asking for this. I've basically been asked to do a video for. Or 11 AD Regiment, they're the bomb disposal experts for the Royal Logistic Corps. I know the RAF have theirs, the Navy have theirs, and the engineers have their variants, but I've not been asked by them. I've been asked by 11 AD Regiment to create. It's a video. It's a video that's going to be made up from stills of active operations, and it will also feature. The guys that have lost their lives trying to render safe IEDs, etc. So the stills are going to be set to some music, and that's where I'm struggling with at the moment. I'm actually struggling to find a suitable piece of music to put, behind these images. The music needs to be about 3 to 4 minutes long. It's crazy because I used to have a mind like a Rolodex when it came to music. I could actually pick out the ideal thing for something like that, but for some reason today I can't. It's weird. And it's going to be shown at a charity event, this video as well, and there's going to be quite a few high rollers there at the event, so it needs to be bang on, and I don't want to cock it up. I've not done anything that I'm proud of in my life, to be honest, and I want to be proud of this thing that I do here because the guys and girls that we've lost are actually friends of mine, so it means a big deal to me. Oh, checking up, what's that about? So I want to get it right. So if you can think of any haunting bits of music, about 3 to 4 minutes long, that would ideally sit behind a montage of images, it'd be great. And we want to make loads of money for the charity because the charity is going to help support, families of bereaved servicemen. It's also going to help those that are injured. It's the thing that never makes the news. You get bomb disposal experts who have the hands blown off, the legs blown off, the faces blown off, and they never make the news. So they need as much support as the people who actually give their lives. And the brave guys, they're saving lives, they're not taking lives.